East Coast Breakfast.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Ladies and gentlemen, from the mean pitches of South Africa, a left-hand man who is always right, a man who could bat through the pressure and coach you into submission, former Protea, current broadcaster, his name is JP, but it stands for just perfect or punishing. Whichever you prefer. JP, the man with the plan that is to punish the opposition. JP Dumini, the pastor, the man who goes faster. He doesn't read the game like a fourth grader. He reads it with understanding. Once he steps in, nobody steps out. Ladies and gentlemen, JP the Dumini Dumini.
Wow. What an intro. Normally it's Johannes Petrus or Jan Peter Witt or something.
But Jan Peter Witt. Oh, no.
That's good. That's a good one.
Let me just quickly write that down.
Yeah, you should have added that on, Darren.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. That's lucky. It's a little bit early for me, but yeah, this is what you guys do.
This is what we do.
Your cricketers don't get up early, no. That's for sure. I'm not a cricketer anymore.
And you broadcast at the same time as them, so it's not early.
Correct, 5:30, so we wake up, 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
It must be nice.
Yeah, it is.
So JP, a bit of a tradition we have here before we get into why you're here. Quick fire questions just to get the juices going. You ready?
No, but go.
Okay, but then no, but go. JP, what's your favorite place in South Africa to visit for holiday?
Hermanus.
What do you miss about being a professional cricketer?
The change room. Banter in the change room.
What's the last thing you Googled?
What shirt do I need to wear? Yeah. It wasn't a Google, but it was a check.
It's kind of a Google search, hey?
It's kind of.
When were you the scaredest you have ever been in your life?
Safari.
Which cricket player's poster was on your wall as a child?
Herschel Gibbs and Brian Lara.
Of course.
Oh, wow. Of course, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I take it you guys too.
Yeah. Yes.
For different reasons?
Yeah. No.
Just checking. For the same reason as you.
Just quick fire, guys. Can we just bring it back? Please bring it back, please.
Okay, what is something that immediately annoys you as a coach?
When players don't take responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who is your most famous friend that is not in the cricket industry?
Frank Rautenbach.
All right.
Okay. Ansi, I don't remember him. You played Ansi.
Yes, okay. That's so cool.
He's an actor.
And Steven Dillon also.
Correct.
Yeah. What's your most embarrassing moment on TV?
So KG Rabada tackled me during a game. The ball went up in the air. It was a T20 game at Newlands. And we both obviously went for the ball. And he literally rugby tackled me. Fortunately, I held on to the ball. But that was one of the most embarrassing moments.
Did he get carded for playing you in the air?
No, fortunately. Unfortunately, no.
I think we need to send it upstairs.
I think so.
Check, yeah.
Yeah, and it's never too late for that.
Yeah, no.
Send it up now.
Would you rather lose a match by one wicket or lose it with one ball needing one run?
The latter.
Yeah.
Okay. One run. Yeah. That's happened. Yeah. I think more often.
Hey, I'm sorry if Bosch is listening right now. It's a bit soon.
Sorry.
So this afternoon it's Durban Super Giants versus Sunrisers Eastern Cape. It's the Betway SA20 here at Kingsmead Stadium. It starts at 5:30 this afternoon or evening. Tickets are available at Ticket Pro to catch. And to help us, with all the chias, we have former Proteas cricketer, Supersport presenter JP Dumini, Common and I mean. Common knows that Sky and I are the athletes. We are.
Sure. You can see what an athletic physique he has.
But Dumini, we've brought Dumini in as more as
an actual
more
athlete.
More of a specialist. The pastor, yes.
Okay. To be the pastor. So he's a former Protea, he's a Protea and a Supersport presenter specialist. So Dumini.
That's a lot of things, by the way.
You are a lot of things.
Supersport presenter, a lot of things.
No, you are a lot of things. So we would like to know some few things.
Yeah. So earlier this week, we had Ethan and Darren on from the Durban's Super Giants, and we asked them this question, and I hate this question because I don't know why we're asking this question, because it makes it seem like it's possible.
But
we need your answer. It's an important question.
Oh, okay.
I personally think I don't like the question because I don't want this to happen. But do you think T20 and the format of T20 will take over the other forms or can replace other forms of cricket in the future? I prefer Test cricket, hence I hate the question.
It's a great question. I don't think it'll take over, mm-hmm. but it it certainly introduced a different demographic of fan.
Yeah.
I think if you think back to when it all started, I remember actually it was 2007 was the first T20 World Cup here in South Africa.
Yes.
And I was fortunate to be part of that. And you saw a different type of fan all of a sudden watching the game. It has an opportunity to bring your family for, what is it, 3 hours?
Yeah.
So I don't think it is going to take over, because I'm very much in your corner.
You
I
are.
Think Test cricket has, it has its place. I would say that one day cricket is probably a little bit under pressure. We might need a bit of a rejig in terms of how that looks. Maybe you go the route of just having World Cups and not necessarily bilateral series as an option.
Yeah.
As an option, just to keep it sort of on its feet, you know? And maybe a year out of a World Cup, you probably bring it in and then you sort of bounce between Test cricket and T20 cricket for the most part. That, don't quote me on that.
Oh, we're going to. You'll catch it on ecr.co.za.
Maybe that's something that could come in at some point. Maybe post 2027 World Cup.
Okay.
But we certainly can't begrudge the success of T20.
No, but
it's doing great for the game.
Yeah, I think we're all sitting in the same corner with Red Bull cricket. We love it too much.
You're a purist.
We're old people. That's the problem.
Who's old?
Oh. Yeah, listen, at heart. We're old souls of the game. Yeah.
I was thinking I'm young at heart. What are you talking about? Gosh.
I'm not afraid to say that I'm an old soul.
We're all young at heart, yeah.
Okay.
We're all athletes and young at heart.
Okay, sure.
That's it. Positivity. I love it.
Love it. But now, I mean, with things changing over time, there's a lot of technology being introduced to the game. And it's across all sporting codes.
Yep.
And you see it more and more in cricket, especially now with T20 also. Mm. Everything is like lights and colour and all these different things. But you think today's coaches rely a bit too much on technology and stats and those type of data things that's recorded, or do you think they should be relying more on instinct?
So I think there's two ways to look at it. I often think, are you data informed or are you data driven? And I think data driven there's some challenges there, because particularly for myself who's played the game, I think there's certain instinctive responses to certain situations that I think are critical. I think you'd be silly not to be data informed, because of, like you said, all the sort of metrics that are coming in. I think it's important to understand what are some of the things that are influencing the game in a certain way. So I would like to lean towards being data informed. That allows for you to make better decisions. But I think the gut feel on the game is important to have as a coach, as a player. And then you can rely on, if you're unsure on certain things, you go to the data and say, does that back up what instinctively I feel or think? But I think the important thing is not just to rely on what I feel. How do you support those thought processes as well?
What a surprisingly nuanced answer in an age of Moneyball. It's, JP. Nuance in 2026 in our binary world. I like it. Listen, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you to be binary on this one. I don't want a maybe or some or this or that, okay? This is one or the other.
All right.
Who wins for the Betway SA20? When a team wins, who made them win? Was it the players? Was it the coach? Or was it the fans?
I think everyone influences the game. However, to be very direct, it is the player. 100%. It is the player.
Yeah.
Look, at the end of the day, you can only equip the player as much. He has to go out, or she has to go out there and do the deed. He or she has to perform.
Yep.
There are people, or whether it be a fan or whether it be a coach, that are responsible for certain things around the game. But ultimately, it comes down to the player.
Respect. And then finally, for those that are going to be watching today, it's a nice clash today. And obviously, there's a lot of money to be made if you make that one-handed catch. Advice to all of our thousands of one-handed prospective catchers out there, as somebody who has played and has commentated, what's the best piece of advice?
So I think the starting point, because I think we're on socials, make sure that you don't spill what's in your cup. Because you're probably going to have one hand busy with something else.
Yeah.
But more importantly, whenever you think about fielding, it's always about the eye line.
Yeah.
All right. So Can you steady your eyeline at the most critical point of when you're about to catch the ball? Sure. So you don't want to be too much to the left, too much to the right. Steady your eyeline as best as you can. Yeah. And I know it's not always possible because sometimes you having to dive in certain directions.
Yeah.
But hopefully you have a steady right or left hand with whatever's in it.
Maybe move the beverage to the non-dominant hand so that you free up the dominant hand.
But it's not always possible because whatever your dominant hand is your right hand, but the ball comes on your left.
I hear you.
You know, you can't go crocodile to the other way.
No,
so,
you can't.
Important balance and make sure the eye line is steady as best as you can and give it a good crack.
Can you push people out the way?
Are you allowed to?
100%.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay, we have permission.
All right. 100%.
So those of you at Kingsmead today, you heard it from JP Dumini. If you are making any catches, make sure your girlfriend brings her eyeliner. I think I heard that correctly. Former Proteas cricketer, Supersport presenter and all-round legend, JP Dumini. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
from 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.